The laws of Zimbabwe do not recognize LGBT rights, and one can be charged for engaging in same-sex relationships. The issue has divided people, as some strongly feel being homosexual is unnatural and should not be tolerated. Others feel one's sexual orientation should not bother the next person. Hello and welcome. My name is Emmanuel Nkomo, and this is your program, Speak Up.
So all I'm saying is,
everyone wants to be heard.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
I love what you've done.
Brace yourself.
Today we talk about LGBT rights in Zimbabwe as we find out what young people think about lesbians, gays, bisexuals and transgenders. Ricky Nathanson is a middle-aged transgender who prefers to be addressed as a woman. Ricky shares her experiences as a transgender as we also speak to three young people, Bruce, Samantha and Chris, who respond to her thoughts and sentiments.
My name is Chris. I've no particular issue with gay people because I think it's their right to be human, and their sexual preference really does not affect me in any way.
Hey, my name is Samantha. When it comes to gays, I'm against it. I don't approve. To me, it's a no-no.
My name is Bruce. For me, gay people, they are human, just like everyone else. But just like any other sin, I do not approve of it in any way.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to play back some clips from the interview that we had with a lady.
Is she a lady?
Is she a lady?
She prefers it that way. But now we want to just play back these interviews so that we may get an appreciation of where she's coming from. And then from there, we want to hear your reactions, of course, according to where you stand.
I always knew from the time I was born, I didn't feel like I was a boy. I could never play any physical sports. Even growing up, I preferred to play with dolls than play with cars. I would rather stay indoors and read books and sit with my mother, you know, than play with my brothers outside, you know. So it's something I've always known from the time of cognizance. And I think a child is a cognizant when from the age of 18 months to 2 years. So I've always known.
So what's your reaction to that? Now that someone says, this is how I feel.
Like I'm saying, I'm coming from a Christian perspective. We all are born, you know, in sin. We all are born with wrong things inherent in us. But you can't live out of them saying, I am like this. That can't be my identity. I have to fix and move from it.
I think it's a good thing that she realizes that she's not normal. That's what she's saying. I've never been normal from the time that I was little. When you want to repent, you admit that I just sinned. God forgive me. So realizing that you're doing something wrong, that you're not being normal, means you are capable of repenting.
So do you think it can be changed?
I think only if you're willing to change. You can't help someone who doesn't want to change.
She identifies as being transgender. So that's a right that she has as a human being. We cannot, as society, then take it away from her. If she identifies as a female, what gives us the power or the moral high ground to say, you are male, you can only identify as male? That's your right. I think gender is something that's ascribed to you by society. So if someone then wishes to cross the line to the other side, what gives us the authority to say it's wrong?
What Chris is saying is sounding like we don't have a basis where our society is built from. And that becomes problematic because I can just get out of this chair and start beating you. It's my expression of my love for you, okay? I want to beat you.
But we'll hold you there, Bruce. If you want to beat me, you are breaking a law.
But it's expression.
It's your right to express yourself. But with that right comes the correlation to then respect the other person. You will get arrested for it.
What's a society without rules? What's a society without tradition?
If
biologically I'm a girl, I get to the age of 12, I'm going to start having breasts. I am a girl. That is society. That is tradition. Society looks at me and says, that is a girl. So when you say you're not breaking a law by being transgender, I think you're breaking a society's law.
Yeah, but what if you go to a gay community, South Africa, gay marriage is accepted, and you were to speak with such a position, you realize that you'd be ostracized from that society. Maybe the Zimbabwean society has got its rules that it doesn't accept gay people. That's a fair statement to say. But to then stop them from doing what they are doing by law, I think it's grossly unfair.
Okay, allow me to play us another clip. You know, we're trying to get more to the personal feelings that we have when it comes to someone being gay or being lesbian, transgender, or whatever they are. Okay?
Recently, I was involved in quite a high-profile court case. I was arrested for 2 nights, and I was subject to much humiliation at the hands of the police. And so that's how bad it can get. I've had taunts in the street. People recognize me in the street, and people talk. I haven't been physically violated, but I have been verbally, yes.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me angry, you know. I think the intention of the people saying the words is to bring me down and to hurt me. But I'm such a strong person, and I rise above the occasion. If you think about it, I have done no harm to anybody by existing. And the fact that I'm alive is offensive to somebody else. It's sad. It really is so frustrating that in this day and age, in the 21st century, that we haven't even taken one step forward. It really is sad. And we are also aware of in the new constitution that that marriage is only allowed by two people of the opposite sex. If two people are in a relationship together and they buy stuff together, in the event that they split up or one of them dies, what rights does the remaining partner have? Because those relationships are not recognized by law. So it actually has infringed greatly upon their rights. I'm not speaking of the sexual aspect. I'm not speaking of same-sex marriages or whatever. I'm just speaking of the rights of individuals to live a dignified and a full life. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause you made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
That was Lady Gaga with her song Born This Way. We continue discussing lesbians, gays, bisexuals and transsexuals in Zimbabwe with Bruce, Samantha and Chris. And we want to move on to the aspect of how does one's sexual orientation affect you?
It does not affect me. Insofar as the next person's sexual preferences, I don't see how they affect me unless I'm pervert enough to care what they're doing in their private space.
Whatever you're doing without forcing anyone, I'm not worried.
So is that to say LGBTs can actually exist without anyone bothering them, such that we're just being too hard on ourselves as Zimbabweans?
If they remain in the closet.
So you're saying they should not live in the open and say, my name is so-and-so and I'm gay. That would offend you?
Yeah, that would.
Why?
I am only human. When I see a guy and a guy together, I'm going to ask myself, so how does this relationship end? At the end of the day, they're in bed together. I don't need to be a pervert to think like that, no. Oh, so these people are having sex. Whether it's a guy and a guy or it's a girl and a boy, I will think that.
So are you going to lose your sleep over the fact that two people are having...
No, I'm not losing it. I'm uncomfortable with it. This is my society as well. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to look at you and think, ugh. So this is what these people do.
Are you saying they cannot practice their sexual preference just because you feel uncomfortable by what they're doing? Not to you, not to anyone, but two people consenting and saying this is what we want to do.
No, I'm uncomfortable. They should never allow two people to be together.
Do you think it's possible in our country, in our society, to coexist when we look at the way we feel about LGBTs in our community?
I think coexistence is already happening. We're just not tolerant of it. I mean, if we were to do extensive surveys of African families, I'm sure we would find a very high percentage of children that were known within the family to be maybe of a certain sexual orientation, even though their gender dictated otherwise. But it's just that society is not open about it, and there is stigma attached to it, and there is a lot of discrimination that happens to people that come out and say, I'm of a certain sexual preference. So I think it all comes down to a matter of tolerance. Does society tolerate a position that they feel is anti their values and their morality? But then when it comes down to the basics, this is a human rights issue. Who are we to impede on the rights of another fellow human being and discriminate them because of their sexual preference?
Now, if someone close in your family or your own child were to be lesbian or gay, transgender or bisexual, how would you deal with that matter, looking at the stance that you take when it comes to LGBTs?
So I'm believing if it's my family, we're a Christian family, even if it's my daughter who wants to date a girl, I will tell you, baby, this is wrong. I don't want you to do this. What's the point of a relationship if it's not going somewhere?
You do have heterosexual people who don't get married eventually. We just stay together.
But they do engage in sexual activity. So if you're gay and you are being banned from having any sexual act with another person or the person of the same sex, why are you gay?
So now, looking at the laws of our country as it stands, where do we meet halfway, as Ricky says, that let's meet halfway?
I don't see a situation where we are able to meet halfway anytime soon, because people are just not tolerant. But if we take the stance of the law, at least do it, but don't say the Bible agrees. You rather throw away the Bible and say, I don't believe this book.
I think the law in Zimbabwe is need to be tolerant of fellow human beings. I don't think gay people exist because there's a law that stops them from existing. They exist because they are humans. But the law stops them from living their lives in a way that is open about it. You cannot then use the Bible as a basis for precluding a civil partnership, which can happen between a man and a man, because that is a legal position. It's not informed by morality. It's not based in the biblical sense. It's based on a legal relationship between two people.
We need to, as society, to get to a point where we probably shouldn't view people with different views and opinions as people who hate us. Because I think that's one of the reasons why we've gone back and forth about this thing. I think if we are basing stuff on the law is quite clear on things like expression. But then when we come from a biblical point of view and stuff, it shouldn't be taken as if it's hate, like I hate people who are gay and people who are homosexual. It's not like that. For me, it's the same with any other thing that people struggle with. I don't want us to maybe make it as if it's special. You know, there's things that we also need to deal with besides that.
I think all I can say is live and let live. You're a Christian, you don't believe in homosexual, live your life like that. He's homosexual, let him live his life like that. So live and let live, and let life go on.
That's all we had time for on this edition of Speak Up. Many thanks to our guests, Samantha, Bruce and Chris. And a very special thank you to Ricky Nathanson. Speak Up is brought to you by RNW and your local radio station. Visit our website, www.rnw.nl/Africa. We thoroughly appreciate your views and comments, so tell us what you'd like us to speak about on our Facebook page, RNW/Africa. Until next time, my name is Emmanuel Nkomo. Bye for now.